okay. Fill in the middle with a name. It's Carlos and Ryan, and we know that you're dying to hear what we have to say today. I say we hear what we have to say today. It's the blank. Fill it in. Fill it in. Fill it in. Yeah.
Young world, I'm Carlos.
Back to the old days.
I am Carlos.
Back in the day.
Oh, okay, he's doing that. Go ahead. Yeah.
I was playing. It's Ryan, everybody.
And this is your Rewind Blank episode, Canadian special short edition. As you can tell, or if you haven't already, me and Ryan are not in the same room today due to my, I'll take the L today. It was,
got the vid, man.
I don't have COVID. Without spreading fake news.
Carlos got the vid, God man. Sake. If you hang out with him during Jesus. Canada Day, make sure you don't.
Oh my God. God's sake. If I don't get any likes this weekend, it's because I know you're spreading fake news. Shame on you. Anywhom, I'm COVID free. And it's just because I was running errands all day in the home. And it came up into the late night, so I'm stuck here. But I will be back next week for your regularly scheduled programming. But today, it has to be a short episode due to circumstances beyond our nature, or beyond our doing.
But, and our pay grade.
And our pay grade, obviously.
And our pay grade.
You know, we don't make that much. Well, we make nothing, actually, but, one day. One day.
Not on that premium software tip yet.
No. So, happy Canada Day long weekend to all y'all. This is our Canada Day special. Ryan, do you want to introduce yourself say your greetings to the children?
Yeah. Happy Thursday, everybody. Carlos and I definitely appreciate you being here for another episode. I almost forgot it was a Canada Day special. Normally we wear red and Carlos is here and whatnot, but obviously we're doing it online today. But thank you very much for joining in to another week. Carlos and I definitely, from the bottom of our hearts, appreciate it. All of our listeners, because the support and everything, just seeing views and stuff like that on our YouTube makes me fucking happy. So it's great. But happy Canada Day. Hope you enjoy the weekend. I know we're gonna say that at the end of the episode as well, but happy Canada Day. So
my hands are down my pants.
What a way to start it.
Cool.
But you gotta show the background a bit, Carlos. You're up a bit. Yeah, you gotta
to describe it.
Give an explanation.
Absolutely. So I figure in honor of Canada Day, I would have a background of mine showing Bret the Hitman Hart, wrestling legend, and arguably the greatest Canadian wrestler of all time, holding the Canadian flag and sticking up the middle finger to a few fans. he's clearly not in the happiest of mood, but he's always repping Canada. And I think that describes our show in a nutshell. We have that fuck you attitude, but we rep the country. So that's why I figure.
I don't think I've ever seen that picture before. It's actually pretty legendary of a picture.
It's a pretty nice, it'd make for a nice t-shirt.
Like if you're a WWF fan and you know about that era and you grew up watching it the same way that Carlos and I did, Carl's still on it. But
I just calling him out, but it's the first the COVID thing, and I'm just calling out my interest and whatnot. Why don't you reveal my sin number for all you know?
It's pretty legendary, so I'm glad you picked that picture. So thank you, made my day.
Good. Yeah, I'm glad. You know, it's just something to rep Canada for. That's all. That's all I want to do, really. I want to rep the country. You know,
Love it.
I want to rep the country. Damn it! All right, so we're short on time, but I figured this episode, why not just because I know in the news, Canada Day, there's a whole safety situation going on because fireworks has been an issue as of the past few years. So I figure why not just create like a PSA for everyone in on Canada Day to ensure safety. So why not just you and me just do like a live PSA to ensure everyone has a safe and fun Canada Day long weekend.
All right, you go first.
All right. Well, you know, why don't you introduce yourself first and then I will follow. You go ahead.
Okay, well, my name is Rick Shields.
Absolutely. And my name is Carlos, as some of you Canadians outside of Ontario may call me, the black one. I here am one half of the show called The Blank with Carlos and Brian. We are both here because we want to ensure that you guys all have a safe and fun Canada Day long weekend. Canada Day means a lot of things for people. Some people, it might mean drinking, alcohol,
that's my Canada
barbecues,
Day. Hell
barbecues,
yeah. Speaking
and
facts.
Sexual intercourse.
Whoa. With Canada? Because I love my country that much.
Well, sexual intercourse has it because Canada has seemed to fuck this all over for the past few years.
That
Canada
is
Day,
true.
The other meaning of Canada Day, well, as of recent, history shows that Canada hasn't been the greatest. But at the end of the day, it's how we celebrate the country that matters. That's why this Canada Day weekend, we want one message to ensure that everyone is safe and to ensure that everyone gets this, to ensure that Canada Day is great for all of us. So my message for everyone this weekend is do whatever the fuck you want. Clearly, we are in an era where you can do whatever you want. That's all I have to say about that. Well, all I gotta say, well, actually, to expand on that, I only bring this up because at the recent Pride Parade, apparently, it was okie dokie for adults to walk naked around children. So clearly, we're in an era where you can do whatever you want. Anywho, Canada Day long weekend, I'm gonna go bring AK-47s to the nearest park, shoot them up in the sky, and say, I'm a terrorist and I'm going to shoot up the place. But hey, I hope no one does anything to me. Happy long weekend, everyone. I'm Carlos, and I'm one half of the blank of Carlos and Ryan. And Ryan lives at this following address. I will be there next week. It is... No.
You know what's wild, man? So, like, I was at the gym today, and I was watching the news. Like, I'm on the treadmill.
Yeah.
And they actually have, like, a PSA or a public service announcement for Woodbine Beach this week. And for any of our listeners that don't, you know, live in Toronto or don't know what Woodbine Beach is, it always gets fucking madness.
Insane in the brain.
During around this weekend because of like the fireworks and just the partying. And I think normally they throw like a rave down there pretty much to like
Makes
5
sense.
Or 6 in the morning, you know, just like a small group of people kind of thing. It's always absolute madness. But I think even like last year we had a couple of issues with like violence and stabbings and stuff like that in that area. So
sounds about right.
If you are heading to Woodbine Beach, you know, definitely have a great time. That's definitely one of the places to be in Toronto, I find, for Canada Day weekend. But definitely just be safe because this weekend...
And walk around naked around children, apparently.
It does get pretty rowdy this weekend, you know. So, but yeah, that was crazy, the whole walking around naked thing.
Like, and it was encouraged, apparently.
I read this, like, post on
Reddit.
We're
living in wild times, sir.
I read this post on Reddit the other day where it was a couple of people saying like, you know, Pride Parade, like, is it the time for you to be able to kind of pick and choose or to kind of just wear whatever the hell you want kind of thing because you won't be judged for it, which I can fully understand. like, I don't know, dress how you want, be who you want at those point in times, because no one's really going to judge you during that parade. But for you to walk around butt ass naked is a little bit line.
It's literal line. Pedophilia. I'm just
crossing
the line. What is R. Kelly doing time for?
I'm just
spilling the facts, man. If it's okay to do a during parade, what if R. Kelly was doing all of that during Pride Parade? Can't he be let go then? Huh? Can't he use that as a self-defense? It was during Pride. All he had to say was during Pride. And he was like, oh, during Pride in Toronto? Never mind. You're free to go, pal.
I know, like, people get pretty risky with their clothing, like, you know, during events and stuff like that. But it's crazy for naked. You just to pick and shoot. Like, you literally just woke up and you're like, I'm going to go out naked today because that's how I feel. Which I get in a sense, but that's a little
bit. That's how God created us.
Crossing the line in that case. But that's crazy, honestly. I'm like, if the police didn't like do anything about that, they gotta like escort
not
him
a
out.
Damn thing,
or like just be like, hey, man, we need to put some clothes on. Like, I get it, it's the parade today, but
yeah, what can I mean, dude,
so you're saying you would never walk around naked during a parade,
bro? If I was walking around naked, people would stop to stare and be like, bro, what the f-? And then it wouldn't be much a parade. It would be more of everyone being insecure.
Oh.
That's all I gotta say. Leave it at that.
Damn.
You know what I'm saying?
Damn.
You know what I'm saying? Y'all have your pride. I have mine.
And that's the episode, folks.
I'm having a pride parade every weekend. You know what I'm saying?
And that's the episode. I'm gonna hang up now.
In my pants.
So, Carlos, you happy for Olivia Chow? Carlos is a resident of Toronto for a long time. I'm a new resident of Toronto, so Carlos definitely has a little bit more opinion on this. But he, you know, we do have a new mayor in Toronto, which is pretty huge. And in this case, I know Carlos has actually been following it as well. So I'm interested to see what he thinks. Congratulations to Olivia Chow, by the way.
Yeah, congrats to Olivia.
Big win.
It's a big win. Okay. Look, I like Chinese people just like any other guy. No, I'm kidding.
I like Chinese food.
Nothing against good shit. Nothing against Chinese people. You know, they make great food. You know, nice people. You know, need to ease up on the racism just a little bit. But hey, they don't bother me. Well, except when I go to their restaurants and they ask me what I'm doing here for too long. You know, but other than that, no. Congrats to Olivia. You know, she got a lot of support. I was surprised that Anna Bailao made it up high. Like, she was winning. She was literally winning at one point on the council. But Olivia Chow pulled up, you know, and she did it. The Gong Show.
The Gong Show, man.
I don't even think he cracked top five.
Did it show the results of his?
I didn't look clearly, but I would love to
see how many votes he actually got.
He didn't even crack top five.
But there was like 20 or like 30 people running for mayor, wasn't there? I'm surprised if he was like top 10.
100 people.
Oh, it was like 100 people.
Yeah.
So I would be surprised if he even cracked like top 20.
I don't even think he cracked top 10.
Like 50 or something like that.
But he actually asked for a recount.
He's like, are you kidding me? All those signs?
Yeah.
You tell me that I didn't win because of my signs?
Like, bro. I know this is a quick episode, but Gong. I think I added you already, but you're on some people's kids again. You gotta accept the L, all right? Take the L. You lost. All right? Bro, you have more signs than you got votes.
That's what it seems like. Definitely.
Yeah, you know he had a float at the parade.
He did.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Man, this guy is
He was on the float. It was, he actually made the appearance himself.
this guy's got a super amount of money. Like, I wonder where he's from, like, whether it's like his business or family money or something like that. Like, the amount of money to come in as like an unrepresented politician becoming or running for mayor and then spending the amount of money that he spent on advertisements, YouTube, like fucking all those signs, like it was literally everywhere. Like, good for him for doing it and running and stuff like that. But absolutely crazy, man. I need to go look at his numbers and we need to reflect on that next episode, but that's funny.
But yeah, he lost bad. There's still signs up on the street, like where I am. So.
Oh yeah. You think he's like gonna hire people to take them down? Like, there's so many of them.
I would hope so, but at the end of the day, I think he just wants to keep it up just to remind everyone. Just like, you know what, I ran for mayor once.
He's probably like, screw this, screw this city, man. Like, I'm just gonna go run for mayor in like Edmonton or
Calgary. He's moving. Like that. Yeah. He's probably gonna move to Cincinnati for all we know, man. You know, he's moving somewhere else. But yeah, he's pulling a real Kanye West at the MTV Music Video Awards right now, demanding a recount. You know,
that's crazy.
The Gong Show had the best, running campaign of all time, apparently, but. He lost. Mark Saunders lost. Chris Guy.
Oh, yeah. Chris Guy. That's a big, like, I didn't hear anything after that. Now I think about it.
He got real quiet.
Did he, like, post anything on social media afterwards?
I believe he wanted to recount also. He said,
really?
There's a conspiracy. A conspiracy.
Fucking knew it.
But
Why wouldn't he say that, right?
Because it is true. It's true, damn it. They're trying to go against him, Ryan. Carl, the truth.
For those who don't know, Carl's voted for that dude.
Woo! All hail.
Crazy.
All hail. I want to be perfectly clear for the record. I did not vote for that man, but.
I don't know.
Okay. Let's not. Don't pull a Chris Guy and start starting conspiracies out there, right? Oh boy. Do you have any plans for the long weekend?
I do.
Great. Anyways, this has been our episode this week.
No, check me out. I actually got tickets to Electric Island. So
whoa.
Yeah, my brother's going to the event and he wanted me to go with him. So I figured, you know, I'm not going up north, which is usually what we like to do on these weekends, like gotta go to the beach or something along those lines, but it just ended up being one of those spontaneous sort of decisions that you happen to make. So, yeah, I'll be at Electric Island. If you see me there, then hit me up. I try to convince Carlos to go.
Fuck that. Yeah, no, I ain't going there.
He's not an EDM head. I'm not either,
No, listen, you've been before. I am clearly not an EDM head.
Music festivals are just like fun in general. Like, you don't. Yeah.
Well, that's
I don't think
what the,
you necessarily
that's what
have the, to love the music. I don't love EDM music, but it's I can definitely vibe it to it.
Well, clearly they don't love it either. But that's what the Molly is for.
Just the Molly do a bunch of drugs.
Then you'll love whatever. You'll love everything. They'll probably love the cops that are arresting them at the time, too.
I don't know, man. I don't know what to expect. I haven't been to a festival in like years now. It's probably been like 5 years, it feels like. COVID took away three of them, but no, I think it's gonna be a great time. I think my brother and my cousin are gonna have a good time. Saturday and Sunday, man.
Sunday?
It's fucking wild. Yeah.
You're doing two nights?
I don't know, man. I'll see if I survive. It's gonna be a lot of drinking, but the weather's not supposed to be all that great this weekend.
Yeah,
so.
It's also rain like a lot.
So I don't know. We'll see. But you know, for anyone who's doing any sort of activities outside, then hopefully it's not too bad. And yeah, if anyone's listening that happens to be Electric Island, you see me, hit me up.
And bring Molly.
Whoa.
Because Ryan likes Molly.
Whoa.
I want to go on record and say that Ryan is a big, absolute, massive fan of Molly.
I'm just a big drug addict, right?
Yes, indeed. You better believe it. Shot up some heroin right before today's episode.
Act all sophisticated and you act all normal, and then
And then behind the scenes, oh
behind
boy.
The scenes, it's fucking
oh,
over,
dear.
Man. Fucking over. What about you? What are you doing this weekend, Carlos?
Not a
Even if
damn
you're not
thing.
gonna be at Electric Island.
Not a damn thing.
This guy.
It's calendar day. I'm hibernating. Hibernating, baby. I'm sleeping
Really got this
in.
guy got the vid.
I'm, you know, I shut up. Listen, I don't appreciate you spreading these lies about me. Okay, I am not. I'm corona free. Damn it. All right, I'm corona free and I'm vaccine free. All right, hail Chris
Wow.
Sky. Hail, hail Chris Sky. That's how I feel, baby. I don't know. I might hang out with some friends this weekend. Who knows? I don't know if it's official yet, but we shall see. I'm just gonna finish restoring my room to what it was previously. Well, maybe in a better sense, because it's a lot cleaner now, which I really needed. But yeah, that's about it. But sleep is the most important part. I'm excited for that.
Sky, man, you're spending
Hey, man.
the greatest weekend in Canadian history at home.
The greatest weekend in Canadian history is when WrestleMania 18 came into town, pal. Don't piss me off, all right? You know that for a fact. That was the greatest weekend in Canadian history. And also when the NBA All-Star game came here.
That
Actually,
was
it was like
fucking.
that was a very cold weekend, though, I will say. I do recall that vividly. It was extremely cold, and I don't like that, and I don't appreciate that. It was in February.
There was that, and you know, probably when the Raptors won overall, like
That was a
fucking,
solid time. Oh my God, that was wild. Yeah, that was a wild, 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 wild time. What's a historic Canadian moment that sticks with you, that resonates with you? I enjoy these conversations with you, Ryan. So in depth. So.
I don't know, man. I can't really
Oh,
like.
Jesus.
I can't think of anything that's like. Obviously, all like Canadian history has affected every single citizen up until today. You know, like all of the previous events that happened in this country sort of affect who you are as an individual in this country as of today. I believe that in a sense, but I can't really pinpoint it at any point in time. Like that's really affected me. To a point where I stopped and was like, wow, like that's crazy. Like all of the remembrance days and stuff like that are obviously a reflection of, you know, the people who happen to fight for the country and stuff like that. And then obviously you have a couple of days that just passed. Like we had the Aboriginal History Day where it was like remembrance and for you to be able to remember the history and stuff like that. But for, I don't know, like I would like to think like the day my mom came to Canada or something like that. I don't know.
Can you reread your script? I think you missed the word there. You missed a word on your script. The day your
I can't
mom
really
came
think
to
of anything
Canada.
like in
You weren't even
particular.
born the day your mom came to
Well, that's what I
Canada.
mean, but like I would pick like that's probably the one of the best days in Canadian history that's like fully reflected me, or the day that Canada accepted to take my mom and my family over. Like that's
Oh, I see. So
sentimental.
therefore, basically, it was the
Yeah.
moment when you realized that you were a Canadian. You absolute narcissist. Anyway, I know for me, a Canadian moment that resonates in my heart was when we had that big ass fight in high school. That was a real big one for me. It was just a really big moment. Really, like a heritage moment for me, really.
Yeah, I was gonna
Something that
say.
they'll be talked about for years to come. And I'm really glad I took part of it. And for those of you that don't know it, you missed out. I'll leave it at that.
That actually should be like a heritage moment
A
in our
heritage
history.
movie.
If
They
we
should
were
have
to
a mural. They'll have a mural at that high school just showing people being shoved and
literally like just like flowing
just
punches
fists
and
is
like
just
jumping off tables and stuff like that.
missing teeth.
We
at
should
the
create
sign.
that as an
A
ad for
mural.
a
Just a
mural, and
mural.
then also create like a Canadian history
Canadian
heritage moment.
heritage moment,
Yeah.
reenacting that cafeteria fight.
Hell
That's
yeah.
shit, that's shit. All right. Let's do it. We'll hire high school actors to replay us. So I'll be in the cafeteria and you'll be home playing Diablo 2, was it?
Yeah, I wasn't even part of it. I feel sometimes like when you think about certain events that get spoken about, you know, within your group of friends for so long, and you have that like FOMO feeling where you're like, man, I feel like I missed out on that sort of sense.
That's one of those moments.
And it's definitely one of those moments because it was obviously a moment that existed and like all of your friends were there to witness it and experience it. And like for the ones who were involved, like were involved to the point where it was like, it's going to go down as one of the, I wouldn't say, I don't know, maybe greatest moments of one's lifetime, just to remember that moment with you and all your friends and you kind of just defending yourselves in that case. So I think from that perspective, it's kind of like, yes, I do happen to miss that aspect. Yeah. But at the same time, I'm glad that you guys were there together to not get your asses kicked.
True. And thank you.
Had that. Your back in spirit, man. Had your back in spirit.
Amen. Well, I mean, there was also FOMO for me during high school. I know I missed out on Daniel's house party. I couldn't go to that one.
Oh, yeah.
So I hear that was a legendary time. That's definitely a FOMO moment. That's probably my biggest FOMO moment in high school. And but I am glad that you and a few others can't remember it either. So
Nope. I don't remember half of that night. So
yeah, so I mean, that makes me happy knowing that you also have some form of FOMO. Yeah. My take on it. I mean, but hey, Canada Day, Canada, we have some, you know, I think we've created some heritage moments, and we have many more to go, man.
Well, hopefully the blank is going to be a heritage moment in existence. You know?
Yeah, we'll have our own heritage. Do you know any Canadian actors that will play you? Probably Simu Liu, right?
Wow.
What?
I was going to go with Ryan Reynolds, but okay.
Why would Ryan Reynolds play you?
Have you seen the resemblance?
What?
But he's got to look like he's from Breaker High, though.
Why? What the hell is going on? Resemblance?
Not the Ryan Reynolds today, but the Ryan Reynolds from Breaker High.
Did you take Molly?
It's the drugs, man. I'm starting early. Oh, like a Canada Day.
Oh, my God. Not yeah. Now, please. It's only Thursday, for God's sake.
Hey.
It's never
gotta
here,
love
really.
Thursdays. Gotta love really? Thursdays.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Okay. Wait.
Who would you? Who would yours? Who would your character be in the reenactment
of how the blank got together?
Yeah, or like, you know how people always ask, like, you know, if you were to do like a biography film of yourself, like who would
of
play
your life?
You of your life, yeah. Like who would play you in that, or who would you want to play you?
Selma Hayek.
Selma Hayek.
Yeah. I think she could pull it off. She's a great actress.
She's a great actress.
And I think she could pull it off. No one else. That will be in my will. I'm like, if there's a biopic, it'll be Salma Hayek or what's that dude's name?
Pierce Brosnan?
Jesse Eisenberg.
I have no idea who that is.
He's the guy that played Mark Zuckerberg in The Social Network. Have you not seen The Social Network?
I've seen The Social Network. I just can't put a face to the... I'm terrible
the
with
curly,
like celebrity
the curly
faces
hair,
and shit.
The curly-haired one in The Social
Oh,
Network?
Oh, yes, 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 yes. Okay.
The one that looks all nervous and stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah. And he can't be blackface. He has to be Carlos Osei, black parents, black brother, but no blackface. But he can't be blackface. And the same goes for Salma. Let's see how that goes. That's my biopic choices.
I think it'd be great.
Right?
I'd watch the movie.
I think they pull it off. And I think they'll do it. What about you? You said Ryan Reynolds would play you in your life?
Definitely.
Really?
Or
no one else.
Denzel Washington.
Oh, boy. Why? Really?
Hey, I've said this
he's
on the podcast
pull it off.
Before. When we're talking about actors, I think Denzel Washington's the greatest of all time.
And he's going to play you.
He's going to play me and play it better than me.
All right.
He's good.
You motherfuckers. you go talk about Newmarket like I know you, like you think you do. All right. Listen, I come from Newmarket and I'm from that area. I run this town now. All right. I come to Vaughn for one reason or one reason only. The backflip and take your chicks. So that's how I do it. My name is Ryan Sand and I run this shit now. All right. I'm the leader. That's Denzel. That's a preview trailer of Ryan's life played by Denzel Washington.
Hey.
Yeah.
That's going to be a sad day.
When Denzel wins an Oscar for your movie?
I think no. You think he would win that one?
I mean,
speaking of that, I think I wanted to mention the whole Madonna thing. That's messed up. Madonna, I was thinking about today. I know she didn't die, but like I was thinking about it today.
That was scary.
Like, she's a walking legend. Like she's a living legend.
Legit,
you know what
like,
I mean?
Like one of the greatest like pop stars like ever.
Carlos and I spoke about this in like a couple of previous episodes where there's only a certain amount of people in the world that gain that sort of status of living legend.
Notoriety.
Notoriety. Yeah. And you know, and you can think about who you'd like and the people that you happen to keep close or what you're interested in, but like Madonna is definitely one of those fucking top tier world famous infamous people, you know. So it was kind of crazy to see like, oh, she's like unconscious or whatever like that, and hopefully she's doing well, but crazy, man.
It was basically her and Michael Jackson in the 80s.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the top two.
Yeah.
But I hope she pulls through. I hope she does well. It'd be sad, especially during Pride Month. That would like be devastating, I would imagine.
Yeah.
But
she's fine. I didn't see any sort of news else on it or whatever, but she'd be okay.
I'm rooting for her. So good luck to her and thoughts with the family too. Hope y'all doing all right. Well, Ryan, we're nearing the end.
Yeah, Carlson and I are getting a get the fuck off our software message.
And that's what it literally says that too. Like it's like a notification. I'm like, all right, well, rude.
You broke ass podcaster.
It's like, okay, well, I don't understand how our financial situation has anything to do with it, but whatever.
Like the way our bank account works.
Yeah, like it's, you gotta transfer this. Like, I don't normally get paid on time, and I don't appreciate you guys calling me out on it. So. But that's how it is, and that's how we have to deal with it. Yeah. But Ryan, any final thoughts and things for the children?
Honestly, just enjoy the weekend. I know everyone's, or at least majority of people, are getting a long weekend, so definitely enjoy it. Hopefully the weather's nice. Spend some time with your family. Get out there. Sit by the fire. Go to a cottage. Drink a beer. All that great stuff during Canada Day. Definitely just sit back and relax like Carlos is doing. I'm a little bit jealous, I'll be honest with you. I think Electric Island's going to be a little bit too much for us, our 30-year-olds. Us 30-year-olds. But, yeah, I wish everyone a wonderful, wonderful weekend. Just enjoy it in itself, and we'll see you in the next episode.
Yes.
What about you, Carlos?
Next week, obviously, we'll have our full-length, full-fledged episode. Apologies again for having a short but sweet episode this week again. Everyone have a safe and fun Canada Day long weekend. Don't be shooting fireworks at cops, because that's stupid and not funny. So be safe out there, and be nice. Don't be like this poster of Bret Hart flipping off a fan. Unless, of course, if anyone's saying that Canada is, is the worst, then you have the right to flip someone off during this Canada Day long weekend. But also a quick reminder that it is going to be July. So keep note of all the organizations that will be ripping off the LGBTQ flags off their, their advertisements, because once July hits, that will be done and over. And I guess we'll wait until next June, where the posters will come back up in support and show their, you know, their full-fledged support to the community, even only for 1 month, that is, of course. But other than that, that's all I got to say. And I'm Carlos.
And I'm Ryan.
And this is The Mic with Carlos and Ryan. Thank you all so much. And don't forget to fill it in. Fill it in.
Canadian heritage moment.
Fill it in.
Peace, everybody.
Fill it in.
That was beautiful. Peace, everybody.